This year, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, designated nearly $1 billion of Sandy relief money as startup cash for winning proposals in a competition. It was called Rebuild by Design. Architecture and engineering firms proposed ways to protect against future disasters. Winners were chosen in the spring. Now the challenge is acting on the plans. NPR's Franklin Cater went to New Jersey to see how one of the ideas is coming along. It's called the New Meadowlands.
The Meadowlands is a vast marshy landscape along the Hackensack River. You may know it as the home of the New York Jets and Giants, more than 8,000 acres of wetlands touching 14 different municipalities. We're floating past them on a pontoon boat.
So it's high tide right now. Salinity here, this is brackish. So salinity.
Francisco Artigas directs the Meadowlands Environmental Research Institute. Also on board, an architect who wants to remake the Meadowlands, Alexander De Hoogh of the MIT Center for Advanced Urbanism.
Even with the impoverished ecosystem, it's so beautiful here.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
I can take you to places where you think you're in the Zambezi in Africa, and you're just, you know, 4 miles from Manhattan.
We can see the skyline from here. The area is beautiful, blooming cordgrass waves in the breeze, and it's industrial, bordered by a sewage plant, warehouses, and highways that crisscross the marsh.
Just like this is an incredibly dynamic space from the water's point of view, water flowing in and out every day like a big breathing system. Same thing happens for goods with trucks and with logistics. Enormous massive movements, almost more than in Manhattan, coming in and out here every day.
De Hoogh calls the Meadowlands Manhattan's backstage, the gritty storage space for a glittering city. It's vitally important, he says, economically as well as ecologically. And when Sandy hit here, water spilled into some of these communities like an overflowing toilet.
After rain events, all the crap comes down.
Literally.
Literally. And supermarket carts, mattresses, everything is floating down this river.
So the plan, pitched by MIT and a big team of Dutch designers with water management expertise, is to turn the Meadowlands into a gigantic, world-class park.
The ambition of the plan is by building a big, floodable landscape reserve to make that into the central park for the metro area.
The park would be surrounded by miles of berms to keep water out of neighboring towns. Now, thanks to the competition, Washington has pledged $150 million towards making that happen. And Alexander De Hoogh says the park and new flood protection should anchor a new band of development all around it. Design renderings show a practically glowing green space, ringed by new homes and businesses to take in these stunning views.
I'm naive and I'm optimistic, but none of this is revolutionary. It's all perfectly possible.
On shore, at a restaurant near the river, supporters of the Meadowlands project are discussing the way forward.
Well, I'd like to say that I'm, cautiously optimistic.
Mauro Ragusio is mayor of Little Ferry, New Jersey, one of five communities slated to get a protective berm in the pilot project. He says to make this plan a reality and not just a multi-million-dollar theoretical exercise involves a lot of red tape,
a whole bunch of environmental restrictions, permitting process,
and choppy political waters, negotiations between municipalities, the state and federal governments, not to mention property owners.
They want to know, is a berm going to be placed there? Is their property going to be bought? Is it going to be taken? You know, these are all questions, legitimate questions.
It's all a bit wonky, so stick with me. The money goes from HUD to the New Jersey Department of the Environment, but the state awaits paperwork from HUD to specify what's to be done. And there's this little detail. By law, there must be a competitive bidding process for firms that do final design and construction. It's unclear if the originators of this idea, the winners of the contest, get to guide its implementation.
How that is accomplished, we'll have to see.
Down in the state capitol, Dave Rosenblatt is in charge of engineering and construction for flood defense plans like this one. He says this is going to take years, a decade perhaps.
These projects are going to happen. Right now, the projects exist as concepts, but those concepts have to be taken by us and reworked so that they become viable at the price that HUD is willing to pay for them.
Remember, Washington has pledged $150 million so far. That's just to kickstart a pilot project. It would take billions to implement the whole plan. In Meadowlands towns, I look for opinions. Few people know about the plan, but most people said something has to be done about the flood problem here. In Karlstad, At a boat launch in the shadow of MetLife Stadium, boaters Ron Salzman and Robert Clausa tell me this.
If it helps the environment and helps the, you know, the residents in the area and the economy, I think it's a good thing to spend the money.
I think they should do something with this place because it's just a waste of a land.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful, you know, for the birds and stuff like that. But as far as industry or people living and stuff, but that would be nice.
That public enjoyment of the water and urban economic development, along with critically needed flood protection, is really what the Rebuild by Design competition is all about. And standing on the waterfront, looking at the marsh, the warehouses, and the high-rises in the distance, you can get a feel for their vision. For the towns involved, it'll take serious persistence to navigate a maze of politics and investment in the years ahead. Franklin Cater on the Hackensack River for the NPR Cities Project.